From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Tuesday witnessed the most serious rocket barrage from Gaza into southern Israel in 4 years, prompting an Israeli airstrike and following weeks of border protests. The Israeli military said dozens of rockets and mortar bombs were fired, many down by the Iron Dome aerial defense system. At least 3 Israeli soldiers were wounded. Hamas member Ismail Radwan described the escalation as dangerous, saying the Zionist occupation bears complete responsibility. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said his government views such attacks with the utmost gravity and blamed Hamas and Islamic Jihad. Israeli aircraft were said to have hit more than 50 militant targets in Gaza, including a cross-border tunnel under construction. Lieutenant Colonel Jonathan Conricus is an Israeli military spokesman.
Hamas is responsible, and we know that Hamas has the ability to control the level of violence. Violence will be met with the appropriate response, and quiet will be met with the appropriate response.
The armed wings of Hamas and Islamic Jihad claim responsibility for the barrage, saying it was in response to the killing of more than 100 Palestinians in border protests since March. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres appealed for more predictable financial backing for the anti-terror Sahel force during a tour of Mali. The 5,000-person force made up from troops from Mali, Niger, Chad, Burkina Faso, and Mauritania. The UN chief is also in Mali to support the UN peacekeeping mission. Ethiopia Tuesday released Ander Gachu Tsige, top member of an armed opposition group, the dual Ethiopian-British citizen among hundreds of pardoned last week under new Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo expected to meet senior North Korean leader Kim Jong-chol Wednesday in New York ahead of next month's planned U.S.-North Korea summit. President Donald Trump in a tweet said the meeting is a solid response to his letter last week canceling a June 12 summit over what he called the North's open hostility. The White House said preparations for the meeting are now well underway. U.S. teams are busy in Singapore and at the Korean Truce Village at Panmunjom. Heather Nauert is a State Department spokesperson.
I'm not going to presume to know why the North Koreans and the United States started having conversations again. It's not my place to do so. I can just tell you now that we are looking forward to having these meetings, and I think we've seen a tremendous amount of progress over the past few days alone.
A U.S. official said the talks are aimed at determining whether Pyongyang is serious about getting rid of its nuclear weapons. Rival Libyan factions agreed in principle Tuesday at a Paris conference to open the way to UN-backed national elections by December 10th.
C'est la première fois que sous ce format-là,
host French President Emmanuel Macron hailed the Libyan leaders for accepting to work together under a joint declaration. However, no document was signed. Libya has been in chaos since the fall of dictator Muammar Gaddafi in 2011. The U.S. in an annual report declared Tuesday that despite some progress, religious freedom remains under assault around the world. Sam Brownback is the ambassador at large for international religious freedom.
Two of the main objectives, goals of the Trump administration are less terrorism and more economic growth. With religious freedom, you get both. Religious freedom helps an economy to grow, and it produces less terrorism. And this is now in the academic data. On top of the basic issue that is a fundamental human right. It's in the UN Declaration of Human Rights. It's in our First Amendment. It's in documents supporting human rights around the world.
The U.S. is expected to convene its first ministerial meeting in July to promote religious freedom as a universal human right. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis Tuesday said the U.S. would keep confronting China through freedom of navigation missions over its territorial claims in the South China Sea.
We'll continue that. There had been a promise in 2015 by the President Xi in the Rose Garden, the White House meeting, where he stated they would not be militarizing the Spratly Islands. We have seen in the last month they have done exactly that.
Beijing has voiced its strong dissatisfaction after 2 U.S. warships sailed by an island in the disputed Paracel chain. A prison inmate on leave ambushed 2 Belgian policewomen Tuesday in Liege, Belgium, killing both with their guns. He also killed a nearby civilian before being killed in a shootout with police. Belgium has been on high alert for terrorism because of recent attacks.
That's the latest world news from VOA.